All right, yesterday on our little radio station, member of your city council, Carl Mooney, talking about a presentation that's coming up from the YMCA of Houston. This is what he had to say yesterday. Let me punch a button here. Okay.
Whether or not there's going to be a marriage here, we don't know. It could answer questions and concerns that both communities have right now, and the region for that matter, regarding a senior center, regarding child care, regarding programs that the Y is well known for, and yes, a natatorium.
Your thoughts?
Well, the YMCA is an excellent organization, no question about it. Have to see what it is that they would want the cities to participate in and what kind of costs would be involved, and then we'd have to weigh those costs against other needs of the city.
Can you give me the genesis of this? Did y'all go to them?
This is Mr. Mooney's initiative.
Okay, and obviously it can't be a free ticket. I mean, there's going to have to be some sort of expense that would be involved there, but it addresses some things. Speaking of addressing, I guess y'all talked mostly in the last city council meeting about the most expensive item that the Citizens Committee came up with on the bond issue, and that was $28 million for a police facility. Again, as one member of council, your thoughts there, and where are we going with this bonding process? First, your thoughts on the police.
Well, we do need a new police headquarters. I mean, they are really cramped. I think the building is maybe close to 30 years old, and we had a staff of, 60 or 70, and now we're over, 200, and they're in the same quarter. So a police station is definitely needed. Whether we put that on the bond issue or off issue certificates of obligation for it is still up in the air, because $27 million is a lot of money, and we may be able to value design it easier.
Kelly Templin was in your spot 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, and of course he didn't say, and it's not his to say necessarily, that there will be a bond issue, but as the mayor and one member of council, do you think you are going to put a bond package together and have it on a November ballot?
Yes.
Any ideas to how you, I mean, obviously you haven't had your formal meeting, you'll have that later on this month, but it is time, boys and girls, to sit down and figure out how this thing is going to be crafted.
Yeah, we're having a special meeting on July 28th to just discuss the bond issue. There's a lot of transportation on it. There's, the police station, the fire station, a community center. Those were all recommendations that came forward from the Citizens Advisory Committee.
Is there anything that Nancy Berry, the mayor, wants to fight for that is in that list?
Transportation.
Okay. And also in a conversation with the city manager a couple of weeks ago, discussed legislation in Austin, which changes the way that bonding entities will handle issues from now on. Thus being that if an element of the bond does not pass, it cannot be brought before the voters again for 3 years. And apparently this bond issue will fall under that doctrine, even though it doesn't go into effect until January the 1st. Well, how does that change the way you look at projects?
I think it does change it. This House Bill 1378 says that not only can you not bring it back to the voters, you can't spend any money on it. So you can't do any design work or engineering or acquisition of right-of-way or any of the things that normally take place before it's completely funded, so it affects us. Exactly how it's going to affect us, is yet to be determined. But it definitely is going to play a role.
Well, it could be one of those things that they change in the next legislative session. But you got a bond issue that you're looking at
right now,
so the timing.
And
could
so
be
anything on the bond issue that doesn't pass means it's at least 3 years before we can look at it again.
Mayor Nancy Berry joining us this morning. A couple of developmental issues. Obviously, the city seems to be struggling with what is going to happen to Holloman Drive on the west side. That would be the area that folks may understand is near, Welborn Road. There's some key land right there that could be used for development for a lot of different things. But Holloman on that side of Fitch is really not developed very well, can't handle a lot of traffic. What do you see is a solution short-term and long-term for that portion of Holloman?
Well, short term, it's going to be traffic. Long term, I hope we'll be able to spend some money and widen it and be able to ease the traffic. But we have to consider that along with other bottleneck areas as well.
Yeah, certainly. Mayor Nancy Berry joining us. Last meeting, you approved a new development that was east of Scott and White, but rejected another one that was on Graham Road near Sherwood Heights. Do you any thoughts on why you went with one and you didn't go with the other at this point?
Yeah, well, the one on Bird Pond Road, Bird Pond Road is scheduled for improvements. And that's a smaller development. And the one on Graham Road is, you know, it's a two-lane county road, and all the area around it is rural, large lots. And this was going to be a student development, and it just didn't fit in with the comprehensive plan. And so that was why it was rejected.
Sure. And we were discussing yesterday, I mean, you're right, this area around Bird Pond Road, that extension beyond Scott and White, for years that was where the dump was. I mean, lots of heavy trucks have been on that road for a long, long time, and there's certainly work that needs to be done on that. And since you're going to try to do some development around Lick Creek Park, you want to be able to have that, I guess, as more accessible and easy to get to.
Yeah, and that's already on our transportation plan.
Sure. The Texas World Speedway development, can you give us any thoughts or a heads up on that as to how that looks?
I haven't heard anything new about the development. What I read was in the paper about that they're not closing the speedway right away. But we did create a municipal utility district for water and sewer, and we approved the development agreement. Mm-hmm. So assuming the developer is ready to go, the city is, the next step would be for the council to consider a utility agreement for water and sewer. Yeah. So I hope it comes forward quickly.
Well, it's interesting because it really is it's kind of a jump. I mean, that's really extending out a long way. And again, you want to be prepared for your city services and support if that happens. But that's quite a long ways out now in College Station, I would say. What else on your radar screen this morning?
Well, congratulations to our Tsunami swim team, who recently had 14 athletes qualify for the upcoming Texas Games of Texas. So congratulations are definitely in order.
Mm-hmm.
They'll compete with more than 2,800 swimmers from across the state when the games are held July 30th through August 3rd at Texas A&M's Natatorium. And we have an entire list of these star swimmers on our city blog, which can be found at blog.cstx.gov.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to it. It'll be an interesting meeting this Thursday, and we'll look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks. Okay?
Great.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. We've